Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Friday, potty time, my friends. It is 7:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work.
Did you say potty?
Yes, it's my potty and I'll cry if I want to. We almost cried in the potty today because we didn't have any water.
Yeah, that was a little surprising.
A little touch and go.
Yeah.
Good thing we have 4 bathrooms and no employees. Yeah. So we could have lasted that. We could have rode this one out, Greg.
Oh, yes, we could have. Could have.
Thankfully, the water service has been returned.
Yes.
All things return to normal. We're out of panic mode now. Uh-huh. Back to DEFCON 5 or whatever, which is good. All right. A lot to talk about. You want good stuff? Or you want, you know, doom and gloom? What do you want, Greg?
Well, it's probably in balance, you know, if it's reality.
Yeah. Well, that's what we constantly achieve, a perfect balance here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, as you well know. Did I mention your time check? I did. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. I did. All right, I'm going to give you this one, because this is really more important in the grand scheme of things. The new Girl Scout cookies are coming out, baby. Woo! The season begins. Has it always been like that? Has it always been before Christmas?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's great timing, to be honest with you, because you've got so much homemade stuff that's going on at that time period. You know, I don't know. I think I'd move maybe a little more towards spring. But, hey, they've got a business model, and I guess it's been successful. And, look, if somebody comes and tempts me with a few boxes of the little thin mints, oh, yeah, I'm a sucker.
There you go.
Here comes that sucker, Bob Rose, looking for thin mints. He just flops down. You don't have to use sales technique with me. I just flop.
Refrigerator or freezer for them, for the thin mints?
Either one. I can live with either one. I think maybe freezer. Yeah, I think lean toward the freezer.
Okay.
Along with ice cold milk.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a happy camper.
Yep. So why are the Girl Scouts making such news here?
Well, it's because they're kicking off their new season, but they've got a new cookie.
Oh.
Yes.
That's the perfect Christmas gift.
Well, and I think we had mentioned this a while ago when they were first talking about it, but they're called Explore Mores.
Okay.
You know?
Explore Mores. All right.
Kind of like instead of s'mores.
Yeah.
Explores Mores.
So,
Explores Mores.
So what's in them? That's the real question.
Sugar.
Oh. Okay. Oh, so it's like the rest of
it's actually a cookie that's inspired by Rocky Road ice cream.
Oh.
So it'll be like a little chocolate tea with some kind of maybe marshmallowy kind of thing. Right?
Okay. I like it.
The Rocky Roads also have nuts in it, I think. The new cookies have a cream-filled center that blends the flavors of chocolate, marshmallows, and yes, I was correct, toasted almonds.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
That does sound good. Hmm. Explore-mores reflect the spirit of exploration at the heart of every Girl Scout. The new cookie joins the lineup of the old favorites, including Thin Mints, Samoas, and Tagalongs. While the cookie sales raise funds for experiences like service projects, troop travel, and summer camp, they're more than that. They teach girls entrepreneurial skills. Well, you think about it.
Hmm.
It is like the largest, you know, kind of girl-run entrepreneurial program.
So it's like having your own little business.
Yeah, in the world. Teaches them the skills of sales, inventory, all those things.
Yeah.
They interact with the public, right? From a curious kindergartner amazed by jellyfish at the local aquarium to a middle schooler finding the courage to go on her first overnight trip with her troop, Girl Scouts know the road to discovery starts with exploration. Each cookie season, Girl Scouts develop important life skills like goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics through the Girl Scout Cookie Program. Wow.
Okay.
Well said. All funds raised through the cookie sale stay with the local councils and troops. Anyone interested in buying Girl Scout cookies should reach out to a Girl Scout that they know.
Oh, I'm sure if you know a Girl Scout, they've already reached out to you to get you ready for buying them.
Yeah.
Because the lists come out ahead of time, and you get to order them and all that good stuff.
The problem around here is too many people's kids have aged out of it.
Oh, okay.
They've aged out of the program.
Yeah.
It's like, where's my hookup, man? Where's my dealer?
Your cookie dealer.
Where's my Thin Mint dealer when I need them?
Oh, man.
It used to be, I think it was Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Credible sales professionals. His daughter was in it for a while. And so, yeah, that was a regular thing. Like, oh, yeah, man, put me down for four.
Tis the season.
Put me down for four. And then I'd go home and say, yeah, I got two. I got two boxes. And
keep the other two around here, hidden in the office?
It's possible.
It could have happened, though. So you say there's a chance.
There is a chance.
Okay.
I can't believe I said that out loud now. I've totally
With goodies in mind, I mean, you know, because Lisa, from the PIO from Alachua County Sheriff's Office, baked brownies for us. I'm not saying that so that other law enforcement venues will feel the pressure to bake things for the Bob Rowe Show with Greg Cassidy, but if it works, that's okay, too. But we do have quite a few of them, and I don't know if they will last over the weekend. They might dry out. So, we got till 10, and then after the show, we may have to go through those today.
Well, I just slammed, two of those babies.
Really?
So, you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
My mother taught me well.
Yes.
About the starving kids in China, and I was part of the Clean Plate Club.
So, if you eat something, somehow they're not hungry anymore. The logic of that thing.
Not sure how that works.
I know. But all those people, there's hungry. The point was appreciation. I get that. You need to eat it and appreciate it because there are those who don't have. But child logic goes, okay, I'm eating all of my food. Wang Kuang is still hungry in China.
But really, it's not true because the Chinese have literally been eating our lunch.
That's true.
Yeah.
No, that's true. And Donald Trump's trying to prevent some of that.
Wait a second. Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Is he even an American? Does he know what it is to be an American?
He's pretty patriotic, I think.
How do you think?
Who would ask such a stupid question?
A guy who served and was also an astronaut, questioning Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Senator Mark Kelly?
The guy
went into outer space and not all of his brain returned with him?
I wish he would just
that
be quiet.
Guy?
I don't like
He lost something in that radioactive belt that you have to go through, I think.
He just won't stop lately.
Yeah, I know. And it's disappointing because I know military people that, maybe weren't politically aligned with him at all, but respected his service. So, you gave him a little leeway. But now it's like, oh, no. Because he was one of the guys who was very outspoken about not following orders. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Not following orders. It comes from a guy who has a military background telling people not to follow orders.
That's messed up.
That, I mean, yeah. Now he's saying that President Donald Trump doesn't understand what it is to be an American.
Okay.
And he was boasting of his family's military service and saying he feels bad for Trump supporters in an interview with Jim Acosta. You know, the people that have served admirably for, you know, our country and via the military, I've noticed that the ones that have probably really made the greatest sacrifices, short of death, because then I can't have a conversation with them, but short of death, they're usually the last ones to do any boasting.
Yes,
they're not boastful
by
nature generally, but he is because, well, he's a politician too.
Yeah.
Speaking with the ex-CNN host during a Wednesday virtual appearance on the Jim Acosta show, Mark Kelly, Senator Mark Kelly, went on a rant calling Trump's presidency a travesty for this country. I don't think Donald Trump has read the Constitution.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he's ignorant to it. He's ignorant to a lot. I don't think he understands that this is the foundation of our democracy. Therein by showing his true ignorance by using the shortcut word democracy when we are actually a constitutional representative republic. Constitutional representative republic. Now, if he doesn't understand that, and he's throwing stones at somebody he doesn't believe has read the Constitution, you better check yourself, pal.
Yeah.
You better check yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's interesting. He got elected to president because his thoughts and words resonated with so many Americans. I think he knows exactly what it is to be an American.
Yep.
716 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You need to call in. You need to air it out. Whatever is bothering you, you need to let us know. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Please don't be one of those. But call in now, 877-975-9825. Greg, you know what's bugging me?
No, tell us, please.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost last night on Thursday Night Football, and they lost 29-28.
Ooh.
They were outscored 15-8 in the fourth quarter. I'm not happy about it. Yeah. And they're now in second place in their division. And I don't know. Just when they get some of their stars returning and stuff like that, they lose to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta hasn't been that strong, although Kirk Cousins looked pretty good and a couple of other players for Atlanta. But come on, Buccaneers. You're killing me, man. You're killing me. They were wearing the throwback uniforms, and I go, man, all right, that's bad karma. That's bad karma. The flamboyant Buccaneer pirate on the front. Wayne, good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. I tell you, I run into a guy that started on this stolen land stuff in the United States. As a son of a very famous Native American, grandson of a very famous Native American, I'm glad that the Europeans came here and developed this country into what it is. All the gifts that have come out of this country, like powered flight and electricity, that bettered humanity across the world. But more importantly, Hitler would have rose to power, and he would have conquered all the third world countries around this earth, and he would have thrown all the people that didn't fit his description of the perfect race in the ovens next to the Jewish people. But for America, we rose to power and stopped him for all of the world. And that's what's bugging me.
Right on. Well said.
There you go.
Greg, you got anything? What's bugging you?
Stupid politicians. The story you just did with Mark Kelly, blasting the president about not knowing the Constitution, and then he wants to call us a democracy. Okay, you're an idiot. Crazy Crockett. Okay, so she makes a spectacle of herself in the House. They're getting redistricted in Texas. So what's she going to do? Oh, now she wants to be a high and mighty senator. It's like they just drive me crazy. And that's a short trip.
Is that a song?
You drive me crazy. That's the one. Yeah, I kind of like that.
Last chance, 877-975-9825. Quickly call in. And good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, you never saw a Crazy Crockett and Maxine Waters in the same room, I'm sure you noticed. But what's bugging me is the Federal Reserve cabal of international banks should really be targeting a deflationary goal of about 3-4% to reverse the Biden administration's extreme inflation. They should be encouraging savings and discouraging borrowing. So in my opinion, and there's no relationship between the Fed funds rate and the mortgage interest rates at all. So in my opinion, they kind of went the wrong direction. So
you thought they should have raised rates?
Yeah, definitely 50 basis points.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I'm not sure about they're saying there's no ties between the mortgage rates. I mean, sure seems to be tied. I mean, we could say it's not tied, but whenever the interest rate the Fed's charging goes up, it seems like the mortgage rates follow. And when it goes down, same thing.
Yes, what's your first name, real quick?
You know, they might not necessarily be directly tied. Like, this has to happen because of this. But it seems like there's a lot of correlation there. I'll say that. Anyway, let's go to Jackie. What's bugging you?
I know it's none of your guys' fault, but I hear that Farmers commercial at least 4-6 times every hour. And I think it's funny that 2 years ago they dropped everybody for car insurance.
Yeah. Oh.
I got a question before you go, Jack. Yeah. Are you listening online or streaming or something like that, or do you have your radio on?
I'm in a car.
Yeah, she's listening.
And my radio's okay. On volume one.
Okay, yeah. No, I was trying to figure, because there's different commercials on different platforms, and so I'm wondering if she was hearing it online or...
Right, that runs maybe more often?
It's different.
I listen to the Odyssey.
Yes, that's why.
Okay, well, there you go.
Which, that's a little different than the radio, so we have no control over that. It's confusing, because we always used to think, well, exactly what you hear on anything else is what's on the radio, and it doesn't work that way anymore.
Content-wise, yes. Advertising,
yes.
No.
Right.
So
that explains that. We're sorry. We have no control.
Yeah, we
that.
Apologize. At least we're not calling in from a ladder.
Yeah.
Douglas, what's bugging you?
Hey there. I've been wanting to tell you a little war story all week, and for whatever reason, everybody else got ahead of me. When they bombed those boats out there in the Caribbean, I'm former tactical law enforcement, U.S. Coast Guard. My whole tour was in the Bermuda Triangle. The tail end of my career, I was on a Falcon 20 jet, and I wasn't but 3 days on the job, flying solo, doing my job, which I was an aviation electronics technician, and we were doing a surveillance gig where there was boats that were trying to head up into a key and run away from law enforcement, and we could see they were going to get away, right? So anyway, the jet that I was in has a hatch to drop dewatering pumps and life rafts and stuff like that. The pilots were Vietnam vets, and the drop master, they all worked together, right? They said, hey, let's give them a Scooby snack. We get this little box lunch, kind of looks like a two-piece meal from Kentucky Fried Chicken. So anyway, when you hurl that box at about 185 to 225 miles an hour, it will punch a hole in a boat, brother.
And that was probably bugging the people.
Someone.
In the boat.
Someone was
bugged.
That
were drug dealers.
Yeah.
Okay. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and coming up, Greg mentioned her, so we're going to talk about our friend Crazy Crockett.
So it's my fault?
Totally.
Oh.
Coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Happy Friday. Yeah.
Greg gets so irritated when I
Wow.
This is why I got into radio, man, to make weird noises and
get paid for it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just driving your sister nuts.
That is correct, sir.
So, yeah, I know.
All right, it's 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and yeah, we hope it's a happy, happy Friday. Chilly start.
Oh, yeah.
This morning, I got the old ice warning in my car.
Yeah.
You know, it drops, I think I want to say, I forget what it gets to, like 39 maybe it hits, and it goes, could be ice present or something.
Well, I think they want you to think about, you know, things like bridges, stuff like that. They do freeze over first, so it can happen.
No, I'm totally in agreement.
I had a low-pressure tire light this morning. One of them popped on because of the air is cold. It's, you know, contracted, and there you go.
I've heard that relationship of cold air and contraction.
Yes.
Before.
Yes.
I saw it featured in a, I think it was an episode of Seinfeld.
It was Seinfeld.
Where there was something along that
line. It was George.
That was explaining.
He was shouting about it.
To
yes.
me, indeed. I was quite embarrassed.
It was.
Anyway, we've got a story about your friend, our friend, Crazy Crockett. Queen of the lefty frontier.
She's so bad.
She's at it again. Hey, but they're not calling her Crazy Crockett. You know, that was a term that, you know, that I applied, we applied to her.
But it applies.
And I heard Laura Ingraham use this the other day, and I don't know if she got it from someone else, but she calls it Crackpot Crockett.
But that just doesn't, you can't sing it as well.
Well, I mean, and it doesn't flow. You know. Yeah, it doesn't flow. Crackpot Crockett.
I like ours better.
Yeah. Crazy Crockett.
Yeah.
Crazy Crockett. Like Davy Crockett.
Exactly.
All right. Well, in fact, this was on the Ingraham angle. So, yeah, they probably got it from each other. Representative Chip Roy, the Republican out of Texas, good American. And, he was asked about Jasmine Crockett. In fact, it was Laura that said it. Congressman Crackpot Crockett running for the Senate. I mean, this is a gift to the Republicans. But is there a chance? A chance that Texans could be convinced by her because of her social media platform and her kind of attitude and edginess? Chip Roy said, well, great to be on, and you remind me of the Cousin Eddie quote from Christmas Vacation, the gift that keeps on giving through the whole year. That's what I think we're going to get from Jasmine Crockett, because in truth, the only Crockett we care about in Texas is Davy Crockett.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Tying it all together?
Yeah.
Most Texans I talk to, they're not really focused on whatever Jasmine Crockett's latest musings are. I remember last year in the middle of the race, I referred to Vice President Harris as a DEI hire. And the radical left, they lost their collective minds. And Jasmine Crockett went after me, right? She was like, she said I was incompetent or whatever. But then she went after me and said, well, you definitely never employed DEI in your hiring practices. And I was like, you're correct. I never did that because it's wrong. And we all believe it's wrong. So, you know, he said that Texans can see, you know, right through Jasmine Crockett and what she's up to. And, you know, she's not from Texas.
Right.
Yeah. And she's not from the hood.
No, she's not.
Yet she attempts to try to sound like she's both. She's neither. House Speaker Mike Johnson was asked about the same thing. You know, what do you think about this, you know, Crockett's Senate run And he said, and he was holding his hands.
Yeah.
And in his thumbs were going around. He's like, rah. He says, I'm absolutely delighted. Kind of like the character on The Simpsons, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah. He's like that.
Hmm.
Now, that's not a good caricature of Mike Johnson, perhaps, but I'm just saying he's like, you know, like thinking about things that are unfolding. He's like, I'm absolutely delighted.
Well, she'll be less of his problem directly to deal with, so, you know.
I got to tell you, though, I have a serious concern.
Mm-hmm.
When the guy in Tennessee, the Republican, Trump won that district, I don't know, between 14 and 22 points. I can't remember, but it was deep into double digits at least. And he won it by 9.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, a win's a win. I got you. But the turnout for the Republican side was not that great. And then we had that turn of events in Miami where the pasty white woman beats the Republican who is Latino. A Republican has been the mayor of Miami going back almost 30 years. So what is going on? And if people are complacent and they just sit back and they go, it's Texas. I know, get a Democrat, especially one as quacky and kooky as her.
Well, if you take that approach, they will.
Yeah.
What is it with, I mean, we talk about that when it comes to like Alachua County or Gainesville. This is the scary part, and this is what I think you're thinking. This could become a national thing. Republicans just won't get off their backsides and vote, but they want to complain about everything.
And that some of it is Republicans, some are independents. I think there's a lot of independents that they didn't bother to show up to vote maybe for a very long time.
Right.
And Trump resonated with them. And they felt like there was a sense of urgency, and they came out and they support them. We want something different. They so wanted something different, and the words resonated. Of course we don't want widespread illegal immigration. That makes no sense. Of course we don't want to carve children up because they're 12 years old and think they want to be a different gender. Of course we don't want that. And so, you know, they came out. And I get maybe they went back into their little hovels. Maybe they went back into, you know, unplugging the news.
But the problem is they're going to get those things at the local and state level if they don't get out and vote.
Right.
Because we're seeing, I mean, what was the story you did a couple of days ago? Newsom. He wants to see more trans kids. I mean, that's, and look in Minnesota. That's what you're going to get if you don't get out and vote locally.
Yeah. Oh, and locally and the midterms. Yeah, this is going to be. This is going to be the game changer, and I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, if you can't win today as a Republican, save for the really, the blue, hardcore blue cities and states. But beyond that, if you can't win as a Republican today, when the Democrat Party has never been so kooky and crazy and off the beaten path ever as they are right now. Come on, I've been around the sun a couple of times. And I can tell you, no way, no how has it ever been this kind of a separation. And not just separated and divided as a country, but for the left to stand for everything that is absurd, everything that is un-American, everything that leans toward Marxism, socialism, and the mutilation of children, and no border security whatsoever. Letting terrorists in, drug dealers in, gangbangers in. How does that ever computer make sense with the average American? How could you lose any election these days? How could you?
Mm.
I get Trump derangement syndrome. I get it. But those are people that were never going to vote Republican generally anyway.
No, not at all.
So I don't know what it's going to take, Greg. I don't know what else to do other than to try to do my own way of creating some sense of urgency for people to show up. But, I mean, if you wrote it all down, if you wrote down what the Democrats stand for and what the Republicans stand for, and you didn't label it in any which way, you say, check the boxes and tell me which sheet seems to be closer to what you believe. Republicans would get 81 or 82%.
It could be landslides across the country.
Yeah.
And should be.
I mean, if you can't win now.
I know.
If you can't win now. Yeah. And it's not, you know, I'm not giving all the credit to Republicans, like, you know, you have this stacked up team.
No, it's the, although, it's the ideology.
Although you do have a good amount of talent.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, you're going against the Bad News Bears.
Oh.
And you can't win. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we know you're busy. We try to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. This chilly weather should put you in the mood. The holidays are upon us, my friends. Good morning and welcome. It is 7:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hope you're doing all right. Yeah, it was a chilly start this morning, but apparently it is going to be a really nice weekend. Mid-70s Saturday, maybe upper 70s on Sunday,
we'll
something
take,
like that.
We'll take that. So if you haven't finished your outside Christmas decorations, good weekend for you.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm talking to myself, really.
I was just thinking to myself, yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, I knew you were thinking that. Oh, no, if you haven't done it by now, forget it.
Well, yeah. I don't know what our schedule is going to be in and out of town and stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
Bob, it's not about you. It's about the neighbors and the people driving down your dirt road and, you know, that kind of
thing.
Yeah. You know, do it for the people, Bob.
Yeah, maybe like a strip along the... We have the longest carport in the county, so I could just do a long strip there and say it's done.
I'm sure an inspector just heard that. They're going to come out and assess your property values.
Thanks.
Now.
No, don't give them any ideas. Yeah. God forbid.
Uh-huh.
Don't ruin it. All right. Let's see. What else we got going on here?
Yeah?
Cuba.
What's
going on in Cuba? Greg got a text from a friend of his. Can I even say that, or is he operating illegally?
He's a listener. He's from there, and he knows all about living in that world.
Well,
yeah.
they're out banging on pots and pans. It's been going on for a few days, allegedly. Yeah. Started on December the 8th, and then the early morning of December 9th, Cuba experienced a new wave of protest and pot banging. Why? All this was triggered by prolonged blackouts. Amid a worsening energy collapse and growing desperation, one of the theories is, adding to their dissatisfaction, is the fact that that oil tanker from Venezuela was headed to Cuba,
right,
where apparently they're in dire need of energy to run their power plants. And this has been kind of an ongoing issue, and it gets worse during certain times, and then maybe it'll improve for a little bit. But, the people are not happy. One guy, you know, responded to an article that I was looking at and said, I spend, 2 weeks in Cuba and have over a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to rent places that are owned by, like, locals because
sure.
the hotels, I guess, are kind of pricey. And this way you're helping the locals out directly, you know. And he said it was like clockwork. Every day at about 4:15, the power would get cut.
Really?
And in most cases, it didn't come back on until 11 p.m.
Wow. Huh.
So, you know, for a lot of people, I don't know, that's getting like around that dinner hour.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, you don't have power. That is, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, that just seems like they're spiraling down. They're going to feel like Californians.
Well, and you wonder, I mean, when will there be kind of enough pressure where the people have really had enough? I mean, you want to go out in the streets and be banging on pots and pans and letting everybody know that you are, you know, not happy.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's one guy, state-run electric company explained that the lack of fuel has kept between 900 and 1,000 milliwatts offline for days. And apparently they've got another huge power plant that they're going to have to shut it down, I think, sometime in the spring to do, you know, some maintenance and work on it. And that's going to put additional strains on the already way overstrained system and grid. So things getting interesting in Cuba. And what are they going to do about it? What will the people do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can they do?
What can they do? During an interview on MS Now.
The new name for MSNBC, so you won't notice the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Different call letters. I don't even, they're not really call letters, but
no.
different MS Now.
Yeah.
Huh.
What's that mean? You know?
Well, if Rachel Maddow's on, we could call it PMS Now.
Whoa.
Thank you very much, everybody. Although,
yeah,
not sure that that... Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's see. We got political national reporter Jacob Sabaroff was on Wednesday, and New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani responded to a question on the NYPD possibly arresting ICE agents by stating that, quote, my focus is for the NYPD to not be assisting ICE in their immigration enforcement and to actually be following the policies of sanctuary city law. Sanctuary city law. You know, what's interesting, because he didn't say it like, you know, we want them to do the job of, you know, policing and taking care of the communities directly, blah, blah, blah.
Crime.
But he didn't say that because two reasons. But one of them is because if you want to help with crime, getting rid of illegal criminals is a great start. So he knows that. So he's more worried about them following the policies of a sanctuary city.
Well, again, it's what you voted for, folks. You're not going to like what you're going to get.
He goes on to say there has to be accountability for all of us. You mean accountability for everybody except the people that are here illegally? That's exactly what a sanctuary city provides, is they don't have to be accountable. They're not held accountable. It's crazy. Mamdani talked about my focus. Well, he said that again. Now, I do believe, however, that for the law to have meaning, there has to be accountability for all of us. And that is something that is necessary to speak about, to talk about, to act on, no matter who we're referring to. Because so many are losing faith in politics in this moment, because they're seeing inconsistency take place in every different facet of our society. Yeah, it is inconsistent for somebody to break the law, be here illegally, and then have a sanctuary city release them and not pay any attention to detainers that have been issued by ICE. That's inconsistency. In other words, if you commit crime and you're a citizen, well, you're going to have the long arm of the law come down on you.
Yeah.
But if you're here illegally, we'll offer you protection?
Something's wrong with this concept.
Yeah.
A lot.
It's way off. Way off kilter. All right. Democrats using the anniversary of Sandy Hook to promote gun control. Shocker there, right? Details on that and a whole lot more coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to the Friday edition, 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.